forever.
The time is 8 hours. Up next is the main news bulletin.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonze.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
La Zambia. Absa Marathon is back. Be part of Zambia's biggest and most anticipated marathon. Join us on the 6th of September 2025 for a day of fun, personal milestones, and unforgettable memories. And now with the World Athletics label, you don't want to miss a chance to write your fitness story. Register today at absamarathonzambia.co.zs. Get your slot at 600 kwacha or 500 kwacha when you pay using any of your Absa cards. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Energy expert describes Zambia's energy sector performance in the first half of 2025 as stressful. House of Chiefs chairperson says traditional leaders' endorsement of politicians okay if genuine. Trump says no going into NATO by Ukraine as Zelensky prepares for White House talks. To present the news, I'm Lucidillo Gondway. Energy expert Dr. Johnston Chikwanda has described the performance of Zambia's energy sector in the first half of 2025 as stressful, particularly in the electricity subsector, which has been severely impacted by drought-induced power outages. In an interview with Phoenix News, Dr. Chikwanda has cited hydroelectric power generation that has been drastically reduced due to low water levels in major reservoirs like Kariba and the Kafue River Basin. He says Zambia's energy sector is expected to remain challenging, with efforts focused on diversifying the energy mix and enhancing renewable energy contributions. However, Dr. Chikwanda says the petroleum subsector has performed relatively well, with reasonable fuel availability and sounds. He notes that despite isolated instances of fuel shortages, the sector has seen notable price reductions, with prices falling by 20-30% since March. And on future fuel price projections, Dr. Chikwanda says the exchange rate will play a crucial role in determining further price adjustments, while stable global oil prices and continued favorable exchange rates could lead to sustained price relief.
We are still dealing with a lot of steam. We have a lot of steam to clear off our faces, and there is a lot of work that requires to be done. And it is definitely a source of concern going forward. But the petroleum subsector has performed better than the electricity subsector. We have not seen any fuel stockouts in their actual sense to talk about. We've had some flashes, but on the overall, we had what somebody would call reasonable fuel availability in the country. I know we had some isolated instances there.
Former Commerce, Trade and Industry Minister Bob Sichinga has criticized the UPND administration for the delay in reopening Mulungushi textiles 4 years after coming into power. reacting to Commerce, Trade and Industry Minister Chipoka Malinga's explanation that low cotton supplies have necessitated the postponement of the reopening of the plant, Mr. Sichinga has described the delay as a sign of poor planning by government. He has argued that a manufacturing revival at Mulungushi Textiles requires advanced planning across several fronts, including securing raw materials, ensuring functioning equipment, recruiting trained personnel, guaranteeing reliable power, and identifying markets for finished products. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Sichinga has warned that without these elements in place, the factory cannot start operations even if physical rehabilitation is complete. He has also noted that cotton cultivation is a seasonal enterprise that must be programmed well ahead of the plant opening. He adds that a failure to secure a committed input pipeline could push commercial operations back by at least a year.
So how are you going to operate the Mulungushi Textiles if you don't have power? How are you going to do it? How are you going to operate Mulungushi Textiles if you do not have cotton? How are you going to operate Mulungushi Textiles if you don't have the personnel put in position to prepare for that? You have what we call milestones. You've got landmarks. You plan on such and such a date, this must be in place. By such and such a time, this must be in place. Cotton does not happen on its own. Cotton must be grown. It takes a whole year for cotton to grow. Did you have a scheme to grow cotton? The answer is no. Why not? Why did you then plan to open it at a particular time? Now you can say delayed. It's not delayed. You just didn't plan.
House of Chiefs Chairperson His Royal Highness Chief Jongo has charged that there's nothing wrong for traditional leaders to endorse political leaders or parties, provided the intention behind the endorsement is genuine. Chief Jongo says expressing opinions on a serving leader's performance is part of customary leadership responsibilities, especially considering the partnership between chiefs and government on development projects. He has explained that commending a leader for effective development work or urging change when they underperform falls within a chief's community advocacy role. The traditional leader has, however, cautioned against endorsements driven by ethnic bias or narrow self-interest, describing such support as detrimental to the integrity of chieftaincy. His comment follows Chief Machai of the Lambe people in Mpongwe's recent endorsing of President Hakainde Hichilema for 2026, sparking discussions about the role of traditional leaders in politics.
In as much as traditional leaders must treat all candidates, all political candidates, as their sons and daughters, we can't rule out the fact that a traditional leader can express his or her opinion over one candidate against the others. Why am I saying so? Traditional leaders are also partners with government in development. For example, a political leader who is in government is doing well. A traditional leader will say, how I wish you continue doing what you are doing. That is an opinion from the traditional leader. Now, if a traditional leader, if a political leader is not doing well, the same traditional leader will still say, no, I wish we can find a replacement of this person.
Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, has clarified that cannabis will only be legalized for medicinal purposes in Zambia and not for recreational use. The DEC Director General, Nathan Banda, tells Phoenix News that the commission is currently analyzing the Cannabis Act's requirements and coordinating the framework for issuing licenses to prospective cultivators. Mr. Banda explains that to obtain a license, applicants must meet strict conditions, including having a clear supply chain and authorized markets for medicinal products, while DEC will vet license applications, set production allocations tied to legitimate buyers, and oversee compliance with statutory conditions. He has warned that public misunderstanding of the law will lead to arrests if individuals possess, cultivate or distribute cannabis outside the licensed medicinal framework or without a license.
Cannabis will not be legalized to be legalized, to be cultivated for medicinal purposes. Now, there are two things there. There's taking cannabis for recreational purposes, just to have a high. There's growing cannabis, which will not be smoked, but taken in a lab and make medicine to cure certain ailments. Now, those are two different things. Where we are, the law has been passed and operationalized. Act number 35 has not been repealed. It's still on, which criminalizes